I can. Lesson number five, tonight's facilitators are the dynamic duo from Michigan, Ron and Renee, and I'm going to let you guys go for it, and then as long as you let me go first, then I can listen more intently, if that's okay with you.
Definitely okay with us. So, Ron and I, we usually write our sentences separately because at different times during the day we're doing our ICANN homework, not usually, like Rob just said, all the time. And it's always interesting when I tell him what I just wrote and he says, I just wrote the same thing or pretty close. So anyways, for me, I always write something down each day, and then on Thursday I write something for Thursday and then write a summation of it. So this is what I wrote. Of course, the left brain wants you to quit. You are messing with the program up there. But remind yourself of this. There is no perfect way to achieve the change. Change happens over time. With right discipline and right action on a repetition of a daily basis, and with the attitude of choosing to look at the positive in any situation, it inspires us to continue on in right action. So that was my takeaway for the whole week. And Ron?
All right, I have multiple takeaways that I will share throughout here, but what I'll say right now is let's move into our right minds and think of how to impact our future with the actions that'll build a business. Let's agree that these actions are what we will always take to build our character.
Oh, Vance, now it's your turn.
One of the things that jumped out at me that I know I've heard before, I know I've read before, but it was this statement, and it was so powerful that I texted after I heard it for the third time. Courage does not mean being fearless. Mm-hmm. And when you look at attitude is more powerful, and this is what I shared with Karen today because we were chatting real briefly. I said, you know, when we decide that we're going to have an I can attitude, it literally, the courage wells up within us. And I shared with her a personal story in the family pillar, dealing with some issues that are way outside of my control. And it was so amazing because, as I said to her, you know, in Proverbs, it says a merry heart does good like a medicine. It literally, when we choose to have that attitude, a cheerful spirit, not a goofy, happy, but just deep-hearted, great attitude, it'll give us the courage, even though when we know there's going to be fear involved. It doesn't mean we're going to be fearless, but we will have the courage to make the decisions and proceed from there. And same thing goes with our Nikan businesses, you know, making that phone call, making that follow-up, asking the person for the retail price. I mean, all that stuff. So, yeah, courage does not mean being fearless. Thank you, guys.
And that, Vant, was part of, well, that was one thing that I could have used for my closing because I had that written down as well. And the other end, and the few words I wrote down after that was courage does not mean being fearless. It just means going forward with the right action again, despite the perceived danger or risk. And the operative word there is perceived, because it's just in our head.
You know, one of the things that – yeah, and one of the things that I thought was predominant, too, and I hope everybody else can segue right on in, at the 45th, you know, convention, the word action kept coming up over and over and over that, you know, humans being more, being is an action word. It requires doing. You know, the Bible says you got to be doers of the word, not just hearers. You know, when we again, and I shared it out loud with my brother. We were both on a roof while we were both on ladders. And I said, Spence, check this out. My homework today, here's one of the key points. We can't think ourselves into right actions. We have to act ourselves into right thinking. And he goes, that's good. I mean, literally, but that was a predominant element of the 45th. It requires action.
Indeed. Definitely good.
Hi. This is Rita. You guys stole the first two quotes I was going to use. So I hardly agree with both of those. And then some other things I wrote down were shift the paradigm in your head and prepare the ground prior to planting the seeds. And remember, rejection is a way of life. Take time to serve them. Our job is just to give the message.
Definitely. Our job is just to get the message. Really good. Thank you.
This is Karen.
Go for it.
Okay. There in the very beginning, there are three sentences, and they're not in order as I'm going to repeat them. One is, and these are paraphrases, not to become a victim of your old thinking. Something has to change if something is going to change, and that involves a paradigm shift. Paradigm shift is action. And I actually did take action immediately following the convention, and I got together with my business buddy probably 2 days afterwards because he was busy, and I had established, we were supposed to work on goals for our five pillars. Well, I've always had a difficult time because it's like, okay, I can establish the goals, but I'm not getting there. So what I realized is I need an action plan. So instead of writing my goals, I wrote down my action plan, and I put it into effect big time this week. The result was one of my goals is to make sure I contact my customers regularly, not just before their autoship orders go out to update them, but to say more than that, to say hi and see how they're doing. I found myself on the phone with one of my customers for almost an hour and a half, talking to her about things. The outcome is she increased her autoship exponentially. It was under 100 to begin with, and it's 250 now. And the other outcome is she's going to be registering for Humans Being More in December. So when we take the time to do that paradigm shift and take action, it works. And I'm in.
Great ideas, Karen.
Clap, 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 yeah, clap, clap. You. Really good.
Amen.
Yeah. That's great.
Hi, this is Elaine. I am Rita's biz buddy, and I love it all as usual, but the sentence that really jumped out at me this time on page 3 was, so when you have a problem talking to a prospective customer, there is something you don't trust. I love how he's so honest. You're going, dang, that's honest. I remember in the old meetings we had that they said, you need to have faith in the company, in the industry, in the products, and yourself. And, you know, and so, well, that's basically what it says. It may be you, or it may be in the way you feel about the company, the products, or your upline, or it may just be your old left brain messing with you. I thought, When I got into the business many years ago, Marlene Eborn was building to Diamond and Royal Diamond. She was working really hard at that. And she was having a hard time because she believed that money was a good thing. She listened to Bob Proctor and believed that money was good and that it was something that you used to make life better and spread it around. And her first husband was a very, very sweet, humble person. and he wasn't on the same page with money. So she talked about money a lot, and I thought that I had, you know, had kind of gotten over some of my old conceptions. But then as I have started noticing, you know, that I really kind of overly pay attention to it, I thought, there's still some work that I need to do there where me and money, you know, are not, you know, completely happy companions. Anyway, if you have a problem talking to a customer, there's something you don't trust.
Thank you. That's something that's always an issue with me. And it's not, you know, I don't know that I have a problem with the money. I don't have a problem with believing in Nikon or believing in network marketing. I have a problem in believing in me. So yeah. I took what Marty said after that, and I wrote it out so I can read it all the time. We have a worthy product. People need what we provide. We have a proven service. I talk to all kinds of people who've had positive results. I will be good in this presentation because this person needs me to be good. This person needs what I'm offering.
Nice. Yeah, so it's always amazing when we can have an aha moment for ourselves, and for you, realizing a little bit more work on the money aspect of it and what it is. That's digging deep. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Andy.
Hey, Andy, go for it.
Along with that, but I really like this. I must believe before I ask others to believe. And I truly believe that's completely foundational. And one last thing that connects with that is present with confidence and purpose. So they'll sense that. And, you know, we must believe in the product we sell. Otherwise, you know, they'll see right through it. So, and sell with confidence.
Definitely.
Love it. This
and
is Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go for it, Jeannie.
No, go ahead, Lorena. You were saying something.
Oh, I was just going to say for Andy, yeah, definitely having that confidence in yourself and in your product. It is transferable to the other person. They will catch that, even if they don't understand what it is that they're catching. They understand the enthusiasm.
Exactly. Well, and the stuff that Marty was telling himself before he went for an appointment, he also said sometimes even going back to that person again, he had to re-say that stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, that's that internal talk, I guess. I love the convention, and it was fabulous, and I felt like I was really there. And I've always got such a shot in the arm with conventions, and I'm kind of a people person, and I really like being around all of that. I love meetings and all of that kind of thing. So I had those same kind of feelings. And then tying in, I mean, the ICANN class just ties into your whole life. And I think it was Ben Woodward and Jeff Isom and had talked about maybe on Monday, maybe it was Dave too, talking about the feelings that we need to start putting some action plans behind that because, you know, the feelings in a couple of weeks, you're going to feel a little different. And so how it kind of can drift away. Feelings always kind of come and go and come and go. And so I've been putting some of my thoughts about the five pillars of wellness and setting goals in those areas, wrote them down in a book, and reading them every day. I've put at least one in each category so far, and then I'm taking each one and writing, okay, now to accomplish that, what do I need to do? I'm still working on that part of it. And in light of the vision that the company has, a vision 2025, and my part to play in that. So it's the putting into action, it's acting your way into healthy thinking, that whole category. Just really, I'm seeing how all of this just fits together. And I do all week long, I'm sure y'all do too, as you walk through your life, you go, oh, that's lesson so-and-so, or that's this principle. You know. So anyway.
For sure.
That's my story.
Yeah. Good one. good one, Jeannie. Thank you for sharing.
This is Sandy. I always feel very strongly about the self-talk, and it's something I have to remind myself to do, and I just as a powerful tool. Then from the convention, I wasn't able because of technical things to see Friday yet, but Saturday, I thought, oh, this is going to be kind of boring, to tell you the truth, but it wasn't at all. I found it fascinating. The feeling of, yeah, we have some tough times. You know, business is like that, and we're in tough times, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have a challenge, and you conquer it. That's it.
Yeah. That was well said.
That's more positive attitude. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Mine overlapped a little bit with Rita as far as the lesson went, because I think you got to prepare the ground, whether it's a garden or with a stranger, for them to be acceptable to you and also for growth. And rejection is not fatal. And dripping on them is okay. You don't have to dump all the seeds or information at one time. You focus on that few and be their best agent because they need to trust you. And then as far as the conference goes, I had some technical difficulties. I never could get on the Ladies Leading Ladies afterwards. But I like Pascal when he was talking about all the computers, and when he was talking about the artificial girl that everybody was following her thinking she was real, is sometimes we have false expectations, you know, and that's sad and scary at the same time, because if we're holding our expectations or our beliefs or our goals to something that's not even real, you know, that's not being justifiable for us or our family or anyone else that we're comparing them to. And then on my videos this week, I used a strength test on my things. I kind of works best for me. I titled the first one Journey of Love, because that's what I think it was Louise says. That's what our program is. It's a journey of love throughout the years. And then on the second one, I asked, where will you be in 5 years? Because Nikian has a 2025 mission. So we need to have plans for our next 5 years. What are we going to be doing, or what is our direction, or what we're going to be doing, our steps or action plan to get there?
Definitely. That's good. I like what you're doing about the different videos. All right. Good job. Next. Is my business buddy Sandra on the line?
Hey, while she's talking about what Luis said, does anybody know if that what he said was recorded last night and how that can be accessed? Because I couldn't get on the call.
It should be in the back office at one point.
Okay.
It usually takes a day or so for them to post it. But if you go to Nikan now, and you scroll down, and it'll say recordings.
Oh, okay, recordings. Thank you.
Welcome.
Good. Hello.
Hi, this is Vera. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Vera. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just want to comment on the convention online, and it was really exciting. At first, it was challenging, of course, because of the computer, and I was not set up so well with the Zoom, but I eventually got on, and just the whole convention was so amazing. And I really liked everything they were saying, and just the future with Nikan. And it just got me so excited that I started posting things, and, you know, it just really gave me, pushed me forward. And I think it's going to help a lot of people do the same. So I see the future with this, but also on the other hand, I know that we still have to connect with people face to face after. and still talking to them about Nikan and other things. So this is our future, I think, and it's very, very amazing.
For sure. Definitely.
Yes. This is Sandra. I was trying to talk, but I hadn't unmuted myself. And I was wondering, why do people keep talking over me? I'm talking. And now it was my own fault. But
Sandra, you have to quit. It deserves an answer. Okay.
Okay.
Why do people keep talking over you? They're just that rude, you know. And of course, it's because you forgot to push *6. Or
that was
or
it.
The mute button. And
that was
from the bedroom comment gallery, peanut gallery, the redhead. It's because Vance is involved. That's why. So, okay.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. I had my phone muted on this end, but I did forget to do the *6 part. So I had unmuted my end, but I hadn't unmuted the end of the programming itself. But anyway, I was just fascinated with everybody talking about being afraid. And it's my situation where I have to pull back because I don't think I'm afraid. And so I have to be less enthusiastic, less forward moving so that I don't come across, like my girlfriend says, too passionate. So when people were talking about being afraid, it reminded me of the statement that I've gotten from an author that I like recently. And she said, so what if you're afraid? Just do it and do it afraid. But we got to move forward. And that's where I want to bring in what I really got. And mine was off of page 1. And it's all about whatever we're going to do, if we're going to do it well, it takes discipline. I have to be responsible for myself doing what I need to do. So if I'm feeling timid or feeling afraid, so what? People need what I have. People even want what I have. They just don't know it until I help them see it. So Renee and I have been going back and forth with a line of find out what is needed and wanted. And if I can just focus on what is needed and wanted, there's not time for fear because that would be me focusing on me. And my job is to help the people I'm coming in contact with. So that was my summation of everything in lesson 5, that my attitude is going to be built on. I have got to do what is the right thing to do. And I'm going to make myself willing to do it by focusing on the other person and looking at what is actually needed and wanted.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Really good, Sandra.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is where, again, I just want to say that it really helps to have a business buddy and to communicate with someone about it, you know, this is, especially with the convention. We were back and forth on the phone and talking, and it was so, so helpful. And, just because we found out that we both struggling with certain things and we could fill in, and it was just great. So I really appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yes.
I won't get any argument from Sandra and I on that point.
Oh, yes.
I don't think anybody. Yeah. Good.
Yes.
Anyone else? Anyone else that wants to share? *6, in case you're muted.
Hey, is the other corner? Hattie Jane.
Hi, Hattie Jane.
Hey.
Oh,
it was so much fun because the ICANN oh, I kept repeating to myself, I can. And it's not personal. And it's learning. Because my challenge in getting on the convention and helping and coaching and encouraging, and then I couldn't get on. So I sent a note to Nika International via Facebook saying, I can get on, yeah. Then I learned that I didn't recognize a capital L from a 1.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like as far as action goes, I put into action all different steps at the same time seeking to help. And at the same time, I learned. And it's because of the I can attitude, but don't ask me to put it just on step 5 because it's all the way throughout.
That's good. We find ourselves using these I can lessons many times every day.
Oh, yes. And Hattie Jane, don't feel bad. I had a hard time because I thought the L in my password was a 1 also. And I must have tried 4 or 5 times before I finally realized, well, maybe it's an L, not a 1. So you're not the only one.
I didn't even know that an L could be look like a 1 or a 1 look like an L, but now I know. Unfortunately, I missed the whole Friday, and that's where the it's not personal came into it. The reinforcement that I really can trust the company is there, the company cares, and reach out, they will find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And then ladies was delightful because with folks reviewing what was they found exciting about the convention. I'm looking forward to certain parts of it because I heard them talking about it, and I really am excited. And, yes, it was still great to go virtually. Really was. But without the I can support and my buddy's support, I think I would have been out in left field.
Yeah.
Still wondering about things, so now I can be set up more for action. I'm set up, but one step at a time. Don't overextend. Don't overreach. Reach with safety, consistency, and appreciation.
Good deal. Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? I don't hear anybody else. Well,
that's about 12 seconds of dead air, if I'm counting correctly.
Right.
So I'm gonna let you have the last word. I wanna say a couple things here as we wrap it up. So we can go watch the comedy show. It really is, folks. I don't have the Bible in front of me, but when I was 18, I remember my first semester of college, and I wrote something, and I think I probably shared this with this group. I wrote in the front of it, not so serious with life, always with God. Okay? So all this stuff that happens, and the same, by the way, Karen, you know me better than that. Karen said I was busy. I am never, ever busy. I'm active by choice. Okay, and I had a gentleman today who could have been a customer, but I thought, yeah, never met this guy, brand new. I got so many people right now I need to follow up with, and I'm sure I could have talked to him. He had a cigarette in his hand. And he was delivering a load of metal for my brother and I's business, and he asked the right question. But if I, and I'm not, don't, please don't judge me for when I say it this way, but if I was a weight guessing guy, I would guess him probably 450, 500-ish.
Woo!
Yeah. And I'm thinking cigarette, and I'll bet he's probably got some type of carbonated beverage up there in the front of that semi-truck. And I'm thinking, I had all these thoughts running through my head, but he said that, he asked that same question. He said, are you guys keeping pretty busy? And I looked right at him, I said, I'm never busy. I'm active by choice. And without missing a beat, he said, okay, well, are you keeping pretty active by choice? I said, and I thought this guy could be fun, but then a dear friend pulled up, and I wanted to talk to him because his daughter just got married last weekend, and I helped build a dance floor for him. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to go there. But what is so great about what we've been able to share tonight, and I really, really want to stress. We have to, as so many of us did, and Jeannie, you did such a great job. I was literally reading your text as you were sharing, because Jeannie texted me this morning or this afternoon what she shared. And I want to also piggyback on something. And Andy, you may have said this, but I might have missed it. But Andy said something that is just in a text. And he said this, lesson 5 is a Reader's Digest version. Lesson 5 in a Reader's Digest version is our roadmap to success. And I say that because if you have consultants that you think, man, if they could just get this, print it off and put it in the mail to them. I'm going to do that in the next few days because we have a recycled gold wellness consultant who's coming back into the business. And I'm going to print, because she doesn't do computer. She doesn't have a computer. She won't touch a computer. She doesn't do that thing. So based on what Andy read, again, what he wrote to me via text, lesson 5 in a Reader's Digest version is our roadmap to success. And the other thing I want to stress here is how those of you, Ron, Renee, you guys get the text, the daily text for who's going to be on the sizzle call.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Does your heart kind of leap a bit when you see the guest name, and you realize, ooh, she's one of us, or he's part of the ICANN clan.
Yep.
Do you get excited? Yeah. Okay. Because I had one of the greatest affirmations after Catherine, who was our facilitator last week, after she was the guest this week, and I can't remember whose call she was on, but one of our silvers wrote me and said, Vance, you have got to have Catherine on Saturday AM Live. What she just shared, oh, my goodness, was she amazing or what? And then to see that Elaine Brewster shared recently, just a couple days ago, right, if I remember correctly. So we're on the right track. And I can't encourage you enough. Develop an action plan and figure out how to really, really put some steps. Share it with your business buddy. Share it with your spouse if they're like-minded. And if they're not, don't try and drag them along. It's not fun at all, trust me. And I'm not saying that from my own perspective. I've talked to some of you. And when you have a spouse that's really kind of not on board, it's not that they're negative or anything like that, but they just don't see it like you do. Talk to people who will champion what you're doing. They will be your greatest cheerleader. And as Jeannie said, you know, I put things on paper. I want to know where I'm going to be in 5 years.